flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We were talking yesterday at the end of the show. There was a couple of tweets that David O'Brien put out there saying, don't really expect the Braves to do much of anything. Maybe trying to clear the decks and try to reset for, you know, the luxury tax and everything that baseball's version of for next year. Maybe there'd be some minor moves. But a name that you and I had mentioned a couple of times during the Hot Stove League, apparently it comes to fruition. Jurickson Profar apparently agreed to a deal with the Braves. Don't have all the financials on it.
This is an area they need to improve in. And
get better strength in the outfield.
Yes. Well, you need some depth. I mean, that's the thing. And the reason why, especially to start the season, this is not a – I shouldn't say a surprising move. If you're a Braves fan, you know that Ronald Acuna is not going to be 100% to start the season. And they want to be very careful in how they approach his play and how much he's actually out there. We're talking about how many innings, Mike, his at-bats, everything. Because we know we need Ronald Acuna at the end of the year. We don't need Ronald Acuna in April and May.
No.
And so this is a depth move to say, hey, we've got a couple of options now as we work him back into the outfield. Our outfield is going to be set. Right. Money Harris is going to be in one spot, obviously in center field. You're going to have Acuna, right? And then I think you kind of play who's ever, depending on the game.
Kelnick, if it's a matchup that
absolutely
Kelnick looks favorable in. You know, and for guys who don't know Jurickson Profar, last couple of years with San Diego, this was good numbers, though. 24 home runs, 85 RBIs. Surrounded by, obviously, really good talent in San Diego. But for his career, that's the most home runs he's ever hit in a season. He had 2 years of 20, one with Texas, one with Oakland. He is, by nature, Carl, you could plug him in left field. He's also played second base and shortstop.
Well, he's got some versatility.
Right.
This is a depth move that if he brings the pop, it's a win.
But it's something that Chris, I know he's off today, but our Chris Turtle Thomas has been talking about at night, saying you've really got to, whatever the platoon in left field is going to be, because you can't put Azuna out in left. We know. He's strictly the DH. So Jurickson Profar, Kelnick, they could probably still, those got to be the starting bookends until Acuna comes back and is 100%.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, again, you add a bat, and I know some people are worried, like, oh, he's a journeyman, blah, blah, blah. The bottom line is, you sign him. This is probably little money, Mike. We don't have the particulars yet. But at the end of the day, this is a guy that will step in and watch what happens. If the lineup is hitting like we need it to and should hit, not like last year, this is a guy to step in there, and he'll get pitches, Mike, because of the guys around him, just like he did in San Diego.
Right, but when you think about some of the dudes that we've added, everyone said, like, oh, how many 200 hitters can the Braves add? You know, bringing in guys like Brian Dela Cruz.
Yeah.
We talked about Eli White did a nice job last year helping out. But, yeah, it is going to be interesting to see if this guy can kind of pick up where he left off last year, where he batted 280. His baseball card, Jurickson Profar, is a 245 hitter.
All right. I'll wait to see, but my thing with this is a move for depth. Think of it as
but it's, you were going to platoon. I just thought you wanted to have a better partner in the platoon once Acuna's back and left anyway, right?
Well, what's a better partner? Meaning spending more money?
No, just something more production.
Because yes.
I'm not, you know, Chris is very anti-Kelnick.
He is.
You and I are lukewarm on Kelnick.
Well, I just think he's inexpensive. It doesn't cost you a whole lot. And for where he's at, you still have him under control. Doesn't make sense. Everybody wants superstars at every position. It doesn't happen that way. And so this situation, I think this is a nice little pickup for the Braves. I do.
It was a need. It was addressed. Now, again, you still got to find another bullpen piece.
Yes.
I would still argue you need another starting pitcher, but look, you know they're going to do that on the cheap. But it was Mark Feinsand who had it initially for MLB, an MLB insider. He had the story and retweeted out there. But Jurickson Profar, signed by the Braves, don't have the details on the financials yet.